In material science, a major breakthrough used to take 10 to 20 years. Today, AI-powered labs are screening trillions of molecular structures in just a few months. What does this mean for your business when your competitor can invent a new, superior material before your next quarterly report is even due? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing on the technology that's reshaping industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're diving into a seismic shift happening in labs across the world, the AI revolution in material science. This isn't a future-looking trend anymore, Troy. Based on this week's developments, it's happening right now, with profound implications for manufacturing, supply chains, and competitive advantage. We'll be covering the new AI-powered self-driving labs, the race to build rare earth-free magnets in the U.S., the emergence of self-healing products, and a new way to turn factory waste heat directly into profit. Troy, let's start with this incredible new pace of innovation. We're seeing headlines about autonomous labs and AI-driven discovery. What is actually happening here?
What's happening is a fundamental change in the R&D process itself. Companies like Deep Intelligent Pharma are expanding AI platforms that they claim can slash the traditional 10 to 20-year materials development cycle. We're seeing this across the board. The U.S. Department of Energy's Argonne National Laboratory just announced an AI tool called Donut that accelerates X-ray data analysis for new materials by a factor of 10.
10 times faster? So instead of a scientist spending weeks analyzing data, this AI does it in a few days?
In minutes, actually. And it's not just analysis. The University of Tennessee just received a $20 million grant to build Athena, an AI-powered self-driving laboratory that will autonomously plan, conduct, and analyze experiments 10 to 30 times faster than a human team. Companies like Cusp AI are now screening trillions of molecules in months. This is a closed-loop system. AI designs a material, a robot makes it, another robot tests it, and the data feeds back to the AI to design the next better version.
That sounds like a massive competitive threat. How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
It means the performance gap between materials can widen overnight. A competitor could use an AI platform to develop a stronger, lighter alloy, a more efficient catalyst, or a more durable coating in a fraction of the time it would take you. The opportunity is to partner with these AI foundries to accelerate your own R&D.
And what should Western trading companies and distributors be watching for?
They need to track the output of these platforms. A new, superior polymer or composite could emerge that disrupts an entire market. Being the first distributor to secure a supply agreement for a material discovered by a firm like Cusp AI or Discovered Materials, which just raised $9 million, could be a decisive advantage.
So the actionable insight for executives listening now?
Audit your R&D pipeline. If your materials development is still based purely on manual trial-and-error experimentation, you are at risk of being outpaced. You need to be exploring partnerships with computational material science firms or investing in your own internal AI discovery capabilities immediately.
This new speed of discovery must be putting immense pressure on supply chains. Let's talk about one of the most critical and geopolitically sensitive components in modern manufacturing, rare earth magnets.
Exactly. High-performance magnets are essential for EV motors, wind turbines, and defense systems. But the supply chain for rare earth elements is notoriously concentrated and vulnerable. The big development this week is that the U.S. is moving aggressively to counter this.
What's the specific move?
Niron Magnetics, a Minnesota-based company, has just received a conditional loan commitment of up to $150 million from the federal government. The funding is to construct a commercial-scale plant in Sartell, Minnesota, to mass-produce rare earth-free permanent magnets based on iron and nitrogen.
So this is a direct effort to onshore a critical manufacturing capability and design out the geopolitical risk.
Precisely. This isn't happening in isolation. In the UK, the electric motor manufacturer YASA just secured government funding for Project Resilience to develop its own rare earth-free axial flux motors. For U.S. and European manufacturers, this is a paradigm shift. It signals the beginning of a stable, cost-effective, domestic supply chain for high-performance magnets. It de-risks production for the entire EV and renewable energy sector.
What's the intelligence for trading companies and distributors here?
The market for magnets is about to become more complex and regional. Instead of sourcing almost exclusively from a few dominant overseas suppliers, there will be new, high-performance, rare-earth-free options from the U.S. and U.K. Distributors need to be building relationships with Niron and Yasa now to get ahead of this shift.
What should an executive in, say, the European automotive sector be doing right now?
Re-evaluate your sourcing strategy for all critical magnetic components. You need to actively engage with these emerging domestic suppliers. The goal should be to develop a dual sourcing strategy that incorporates these new rare earth-free magnets to mitigate future price volatility and supply shocks. This is a strategic imperative.
Let's move from sourcing to the products themselves. Some of these new materials sound like they're straight out of science fiction. Troy, tell me about a product that can repair itself.
We're getting closer to that reality. Researchers in Japan, from institutions including the University of Tokyo and Osaka University, have developed a transparent, self-healing polymer. It's based on a material called polyether thiourease. What's remarkable is that after being completely broken in two, you can simply press the pieces together at room temperature and it will regain over 95% of its original toughness within a day.
95% recovery at room temperature? The immediate application everyone thinks of is a self-healing smartphone screen.
That's certainly the most visible consumer application. But for our audience in manufacturing, the implications are much broader. Think about automotive components like bumpers, dashboards, or protective coatings on industrial machinery that can self-repair minor scratches and impacts. For aerospace, it could mean components that maintain their structural integrity for longer. It directly translates to lower maintenance costs, reduced waste, and a longer useful product life.
How should U.S. and European manufacturers be thinking about this?
This technology creates an opportunity to launch premium product lines with durability as a key differentiator. A European car manufacturer or an American electronics company that integrates this first could capture significant market share. The threat, of course, is a competitor getting there before you do.
And for the distributors and traders listening?
This isn't just a new material. It's a new functional category. They need to be tracking the commercialization path of this specific polymer. It's not just about selling raw materials, but selling a self-healing capability. Building the expertise to advise clients on its application will be key.
What's the actionable insight here?
Product development VPs need to initiate a self-healing roadmap. Task your R&D teams to identify which components in your current product portfolio suffer most from wear, tear, and minor damage. Then begin pilot projects to evaluate how these new self-healing polymers could be integrated.
All right, for our final topic, let's talk about efficiency. Manufacturing, logistics, data centers, they all generate enormous amounts of waste heat. Is there a new way to capture that lost energy?
There is, and the technology is getting significantly better. I'm talking about thermoelectric generators, or TEGs, which convert a temperature difference directly into electricity. The major news comes from Penn State University, where researchers have developed a flexible TEG. Because it's flexible, it can be wrapped around irregular surfaces like car exhaust pipes or industrial process pipes.
So you can effectively generate power from a hot pipe that was previously just radiating heat into the air?
Exactly. And the potential impact is significant. The Penn State research suggests this could boost fuel efficiency in vehicles by 5 to 10%. For manufacturers, applying these flexible TEGs to factory equipment could power local sensors, monitoring systems, or even charge battery-powered tools, reducing the facility's overall electricity consumption. It turns a waste stream into a value stream.
How does this affect U.S. and European manufacturers directly?
It offers a clear path to both improve sustainability metrics and lower operating costs. A 5% fuel saving across a large logistics fleet is a massive financial gain. Similarly, reducing a factory's electricity draw has an immediate bottom-line impact. This technology provides a new tool for achieving operational excellence.
And for trading companies, what's the play?
The market isn't just for the tag itself. Effective thermal management is critical for performance. Research from the UK highlights composite heat sinks using copper foam and paraffin wax to maximize the temperature differential. Distributors should look to bundle these technologies. They should be sourcing the flexible tags, advanced phase change materials for thermal management, and the high conductivity heat sinks as a complete energy harvesting system.
So, for our executive audience, what is the immediate action to consider?
Conduct a formal energy audit focused specifically on identifying your largest sources of uncaptured waste heat. Once identified, launch a pilot program to test the return on investment of installing these new flexible thermoelectric generators on a specific production line or a small portion of your vehicle fleet. The data from that pilot will build the business case for a wider rollout.
Troy, that was a lot of ground to cover. As we wrap up, what are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners this week?
First, AI is fundamentally reshaping R&D timelines. The materials discovery cycle is compressing from years to months. If your company isn't using computational tools and AI in its R&D process, you are falling dangerously behind your global competitors.
So adapt or become obsolete. What's the second point?
Supply chains are actively being reshored. With government-backed initiatives like the $150 million loan for Niron's rare earth-free magnet plant, the strategic onshoring of critical components is no longer a theory. It's a funded reality. U.S. and European companies must engage these new domestic suppliers now to build resilience for the future.
And the final takeaway?
Advanced materials are creating new frontiers in efficiency and product longevity. Technologies like self-healing polymers and flexible waste heat to electricity generators are moving from the lab to the market. These aren't just incremental improvements. They enable entirely new business models built on durability, sustainability, and lower total cost of ownership. Executives should be launching pilot programs today.
Fantastic! A clear call to action on R&D, sourcing, and new product innovation. Troy, thank you for the sharp analysis.
My pleasure, Susie.
That's all the time we have for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence. To make sure you never miss your weekly strategic briefing, find us and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.